On today's episode, we talked about, is it okay to laugh at a funeral? To laugh or not to laugh?
That
is the question. Let's talk about death, baby. Let's talk about grief and mourning. Is it argumental or existential? What's it mean to me? Let's talk about death. Hi, I'm Benny Kapal, and I'm a funeral professional.
And I'm Nicholas Kapal, psychologist.
Hey, Nick, let's talk about death.
Let's do it.
Dr. Nicholas, today we are going to talk about, is it okay to laugh at a funeral? So let's get into that question.
Ooh, that's a loaded gun question, I feel like. I would personally say that I think laughter is a really good icebreaker with a lot of things, with awkward situations. And I think that a lot of people feel like funeral homes or funerals are awkward. And I think the reason is that I think a lot of people think it's awkward is because I think a lot of people think that there's these rules, these underlined rules that you have to do when you come to a funeral home.
Let me just state it right here. There is no rule in Kapal Funeral Home that says you cannot laugh within this vicinity. I'm just going to start with that because that is a thing. Now, I will say this, Doc. I have a feeling, this is my experience, my subjective thought. There should be every emotion at a funeral. There should be laughter. There should be sadness. There should be joy. There should be everything at a funeral. Laughter, I think, in my opinion, really, honestly, absolves a lot of the weight that's intention that's in a room. I would go as far as to say the greatest eulogies that I subjectively have experienced have some sort of humor intertwined. Because here's the deal. We are human beings. A funeral is a celebration of life specifically for the individuals who survive. That's really what we're doing. We cannot celebrate somebody's life without laughter. Because laughter is a part of our humanity, just like sadness is a part of our humanity. Yet again, this culture, this society, chooses to make it so somber, make it so almost sometimes to the point where we can't have emotion at all, you know? And the biggest problem that I have is when we do that, we aren't really celebrating somebody's life. Whether that be a full funeral, whether that be a memorial service, whether that be, and Doc, and I know you know this, if you go to other cultures, if you go to other countries, when you go to a funeral, there's everything. There's mourners that literally wail. There's people that are dancing. There's people that are singing. There's people that are laughing. There's food. It's everything. Because when we celebrate somebody's life, we should encompass their life. You can't make me believe that sometime in that person's life they didn't laugh. And if they didn't, that's a whole different topic, Doc, that you would have with psychological at that point.
You know what, Benny? I just so that the listeners out here, I went and got the Kapal Funeral Home Policies, right? So there's a part in here about visitation, and that it should be between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. There's a thing about food and beverages, right? Because you can't have food and beverages around the deceased. There's a thing about alcohol. You can't have alcohol on the funeral property. There's a thing about smoking, right? There's a thing about telephones, using our telephones authorized by the funeral management. There's a thing about children that they should be supervised. And there is a notice about management can remove you if you're offensive or aggressive. There is nothing on these rules. This is anything about laughter.
You just wanted to prove it?
I wanted to prove it. I wanted to prove it for everybody out there. This is legit. I know you guys can't see it. It is there. It's legit.
And let's be honest, Doc. In every family, there's the joker. There's somebody who's going to come in and they're going to do their laughter, whether it's awkward or just their personality. They're just the comedian of the family. Actually, what I find is interesting is when it's the person that's the most serious, when they crack a joke, it is the best. It is honestly the greatest thing. Now, can it go too far, Doc?
Absolutely. And we know, we all know when it's gone too far. You feel it. I think the thing is that, you know, I just think if it's natural, if it's real, if it's not forced.
And it's not malicious.
And it's not, there we go. What is the reason for the laughter? Is the laughter supposed to be destructive or, you know, and I also think of there is people out there like with Tourette's that can't control laughter or whatever. And I think a lot of people in really uncomfortable situations do laugh. I always think about the people that watch people fall.
And then they laugh, right?
And they're laughing. And it's not because they're malicious. They're not like, ha, 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 you just broke your leg. They're like, this is so awkward. I don't know what else to do.
Call me a little kid. But when anybody farts.
Oh, gosh.
When especially in a quiet moment, because funerals happen to have very quiet moments.
Well, it's where the people's phone goes off and they have those silly ringtones, right?
Oh, baby.
So it's like my dad's a huge Trekkie fan. So everyone, when his phone goes off, when it's super quiet and we... You know, we hear the Star Trek theme song in the background, you know. Again, you know, it's sometimes life is just humorous and it's craziness, right? Some things just aren't logical. So we have to make some sort of understanding and sometimes there isn't. So we have to laugh.
Right. And I find that especially with humans, too, we always like laugh about things about death. I find that with like even very serious people, they'll say, of course, dad had to die on the day after something got done. Or like, of course, dad was building his last retirement house and never got there. Like, or of course, it would be me who is in charge of this. And I never lived up to that expectation or whatever. You know, there's humor.
Thanks, dad.
There's just humor in living, so why wouldn't there be humor in death? You know,
I just feel like in again, whether you believe in the afterlife or not, my subjective experience, I do, and I just feel like if there wasn't laughter in that afterlife, would it be fun?
Oh, it's got to be full of laughter.
It's got to be full of the belly laughs.
Oh,
the chortles, the snorts.
Man, when you have a good laugh, you can't breathe. You start like.
You start hyperventilating.
Yeah, because you can't like, oh my gosh, there's nothing. I don't know. I would feel like the answer has to be yes. Is it okay to laugh at a funeral? Absolutely it is. Unless it's one of those funerals that specifically that person
said nobody can laugh.
Nobody can laugh at my funeral, which almost would make it more hard to not laugh at that funeral.
It's got to be in my testament.
Like, what the guy at
the
door?
You will not be able
to
laugh at
that. Would the guy at the door have to be like, okay, you got to leave all your laughs out here. So get them out.
Yeah, so get them
out. You'd have to have a laughing room.
I feel like I would purposely put things in the funeral home to make people laugh and say that they can't laugh.
Oh, that would be the one. Just like on all the screens, it's just like the best comedians.
I was thinking like at my funeral, like if it's a day visitation or whatever, like it literally would be Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young on repeat, nonstop for 8 to 12 hours.
Oh, just make him?
just it's like the psychological warfare.
Oh my gosh.
And I love BJ, but I just feel like some people would be like, Are they really? It's like when you went to that concert.
Oh, we went to the Mess concert and they had Andrew WK on.
Repeat.
Let's get a party going. And he had to have known.
Yo.
He had to have known. Because that guitar comes in and it was like every 2 minutes. I'm like, oh gosh.
It's time to burn.
And at the 36th time, it almost does become funnier and funnier as it goes on.
Like, there's no way he's going to do it again.
Nick, this is not bad. I'm going to make I just put a mental note for Nick's funeral just to really. Nobody can laugh. Excuse
my wife.
Me.
Doc's will and testament did declare that you are not allowed to enter unless you agree to sign.
Isn't there that psychological thing where like if you make yourself laugh, eventually you'll laugh?
Well, there's a lot of research on the whole idea of like if you force yourself to smile for a really long time, eventually it will force yourself to have endorphins.
Oh, like, so if you force yourself to laugh, you're finally gonna think something's funny.
Or you're just gonna feel like something's funny.
It's interesting. So you're like faking your mind out.
Well, I think there's a lot to that, right? I think, again, I'm a huge believer in like perspectives, right? I think that if you're you know, I always joke around with my clients, like, if you look out the crap screen long enough, what are you going to see? Crap.
No, of course. Right?
So stop looking out the crap screen, right? And start looking at, right? And it's the blinders, right? We all live in a society that, let's be honest, is very prone to just exploring negative. Let's talk about how crappy the politics are and how crappy the weather is and how crappy society is and how crappy the economy is and all that stuff, right? We want to talk about how expensive everything is. It's always negative. It's not like, oh, by the way, I felt like this last month, Michigan's been amazing. What? No potholes? What?
Or I've missed every pothole.
Or I missed every pothole.
So
that one time you're driving someplace and you get all green lights.
It only happens.
It's almost like heaven opened the gates for you.
And then you almost forget where you're going because it's just too good.
You're almost self-sabotaging. You're like, maybe I'll slow down. Maybe I'll slow down.
You're right. It's a miracle in disguise. Now let's flip the lens though. Why would people think laughing is not appropriate at a funeral?
So again, I think there's these unwritten rules that people think that if you are laughing, then you're not taking it serious.
You're disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, or yeah, I
remember to the deceased, my mom, or to the family of deceased.
The family. Okay. I really think it's the family. My mom was a firm believer in ingraining this idea of a time and a place.
All right.
There's a time to laugh. There's a time to be somber. There's a time to dress up. There's a time to hush hush. There's a time to talk. Right. And I think the problem is that really got ingrained in funerals, like this idea that you're supposed to be in, you know, if you go traditional, right, you're supposed to be in suits and the woman's supposed to be in all in black. And there's supposed to be almost like this somber tone to it. And we're going to play the same sad religious songs every time.
And the kids have to behave and sit in your seat.
The kids have to be behaved. They can't be chewing gum. You know what I mean? There's all these like weird unwritten or unspoken rules that kind of been applied to funerals. And I think that people think that by laughing, because I've heard it a lot, like, oh, you know, I was in the corner talking to Chip,
right,
Uncle Chip, and Uncle Chip said this funny thing and I started laughing and I noticed that the minute that I did that, everybody kind of looked over. Now, my thing is that maybe they did, right? Maybe they did look over. But is it because it's a disapproval or is it because they're like, what are they talking about? Are they laughing? What are they laughing about?
Can I laugh?
Right. It's the same thing with crying, right? There's always that person that doesn't cry at a funeral.
Do you think some people think there's a bad juju to laughing at a funeral?
Yeah, it might be. Maybe walking under a ladder.
You're not supposed to laugh at a cemetery, right? I think that's a thing.
You're supposed to hold your breath, right? If you think about all the kids on the bus, right? You're supposed at least 5 seconds. You're supposed to hold your breath.
5 second rule. It applies both.
Yeah, you know, maybe it is these old.
You know, when I was thinking back to your funeral, because I'm thinking about it now. What if you also had the applaud and laugh like things like they do in like sitcoms when like they have the live audience studio?
That'd be hilarious.
Laugh now.
Yeah. or you pump a little bit of laughing gas in the.
Oh man, that would be so sleepy.
Oh yeah, it would be great.
Last time I had laughing gas, I literally thought the dentist was holding a chainsaw.
Wow, you went dark.
I think
you went zero dark 30.
I think they left it on my nose a little too long.
I would imagine that's
probably the case. I think they were like, crap, we still have him on nitro.
Did you turn that off?
I'm still not back from it.
I always hear, we're going to just put oxygen in. And it's like, why don't we just leave that?
Leave that bad boy.
Leave that flowing a little bit longer. You know what I mean? Now they're doctors. They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. But no, I don't know. I think it's well, and now we're in a world of virtual. So you're watching people watch people. So is that another thing? Like people don't want to be seen on camera laughing or crying.
Well, I don't know if you notice this, but a lot of people that do virtual stuff nowadays turn their camera off.
So what's the point of even being on virtual?
Well, they want to see what's going on, but
they don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking about the people that are behind the screen. I'm talking about the people that are there.
But think about a lot of the virtual. A lot of the virtuals doesn't actually show the family. It shows the back of their heads or something.
What if they kind of turn around and you could see a little
Well, tear? I mean, maybe in the future, we're going to have multiple cameras and multiple angles.
Maybe it'll say,
I want to see if Mary is going to break down here. You know what I mean? No, I don't know. It's an interesting topic.
I would say subjectively, it is okay to laugh at a funeral.
I feel like if the intent is not malice, I think you're okay.
So we could both agree that laughing is okay.
And is acceptable. And if someone gives you poop about it, you tell them that Dr. Nicholas Kapal signed off on it.
So, and if they do, please email us at letstalkaboutdeathpod. And let us know how you feel at gmail.com. I guess I should say that, right? letstalkaboutdeathpod@gmail.com. But let us know how you feel. Should you? Is that okay to laugh at a funeral? Do you feel like, have you been told don't laugh at a funeral? I really think that question is, we're going to get to the Q&As. Don't point at it.
Why are we going to the closing remarks?
I was just saying, I want people to answer our questions. Oh, okay. Can enough, we do that?
Yeah, I guess
sorry.
We can. Oh,
boom. Okay, guys, Doc is really at the Q&A portion, so let's do it. Q&A, Q&A, everyone loves
that Q&A. Q&A, gotta get me that Q&A.
All right, Doc, you ready for this?
Hit me with the question.
Hit me with your question. Boom. Boo-doo. I want a fun funeral. Many funerals I have been to have been pretty dark. I don't want that. How do I make sure my friends and family have fun at my funeral? Could you give me some ideas of how people instructed their family to have a less traditional, dark funeral and turn it into a fun funeral? Any advice would be helpful. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
Well, you probably have a lot of experiences with fun funerals.
I think fun funerals, the more personal you can make a funeral for the specific family and the person, the more fun it's going to be. Because here's the deal. Forever, at least in our small town.
Neck of the woods.
You do it a single way every time. Now we're starting to get into a world where people want to start incorporating their own lives into their funerals. For instance, their music, right? It used to be all, you'd go to the church, it would be all church music. There's nothing wrong with this. This is not right, wrong, or indifferent, Doc. Right. I'm just getting here because some people really like church music, so that would be good for them. But let's say a kid really liked Slipknot, for instance. Me personally, I have no problem with the family wanting to play Slipknot at a funeral because, A, everybody who knows that that person loved that. Not only that, but you can do anything nowadays, right? You could have a funeral outside. You could put a fun house with memorial services and with celebrations of life. You could do whatever. You could have a luau. You could have a Hawaiian shirt. I had a family that was awesome. He specifically wanted people to wear Hawaiian shirts to his funeral. And he literally had a Hawaiian shirt picked out for himself. And I thought that was so clever. Like, it's so interesting that he wanted everybody to be comfortable, in his opinion, at his own funeral. So how do you make a funeral fun? You do what a funeral is supposed to be. It's supposed to be a celebration. Whether that means, what that means to you and your family is kind of the answer. My suggestion would be, talk it over. What would be something you would want, what would you want to go into a funeral home or a funeral or a ceremony and see or do? Would you want to paint a picture? Would you want to do some poetry and leave it at by the urn or the casket? These are all cool. I had a funeral where the gentleman's wife had a Sharpie and let everybody who was there write on his casket. I thought that was super cool. It's clever. And it's like, why has this never been done? Everybody can leave their own signature, their own artwork on this guy's casket. I thought it was beautiful. You know, there's the older ways too. You believe notes, or you draw pictures for grandma and you put them in there, or you leave his favorite club, or blah blah blah. Or, you know, I just had a individual who was really big in hunting. They brought the boar head, and they had the boar head there, and his favorite crossbow. Obviously, no bolts were in the crossbow.
No animals were injured.
His favorite fishing pole during this funeral. And his favorite lures were out there. Like, you can make a funeral.
Well, I think the word personable. I think the word that you're really looking for and that you're circling around is creativity. Be creative. Have fun with it. Talk about it. Discuss it. Like, what makes this funeral a way that you can celebrate your loved one's death, but also acknowledge that we have to continue to live?
Well, and I mean, you have to also take in consideration, like, you can't paint the walls or do something that's destructive unless that funeral home exists. There could be a funeral home out there.
Why can't you hang drop downs cloth?
That's cool, but you got to be the one that cleans up for that, I think.
Well, yeah,
as a professional. I mean, you got to have. Of course.
but there's going to be a little fee to this.
I think it's limitless, right?
Well, just think
the possibilities are limitless.
I think about weddings, right? Weddings have come a long ways, even since we started like being around weddings.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right. I have been to so many different ways of celebrating a union between two people. That yes,
the church,
I've been to
the beach, the
yep. I've been to those. I've been to
golf
where
courses.
Two people are, you know, instead of having that final kiss, they're taking a shot together. I've had the moms light candles. I had the moms pour sand things like sand trays together. Mm-hmm. Like there is so many things that you can do as long as, like you said, the establishment allows it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think about the Irish wake. The Irish wake is such a different thing, or like you were talking about the wailing, like if you go down to
New Orleans,
right? That's a thing.
I like the big bands. I like the trombones and the trumpets and the
white gloves,
and
all that stuff. Yeah. All that stuff is
shimmying
different
and shaking, baby.
Woo, mama.
That's okay. That's a whole different thing to be asked to be one of those pallbearers.
Oh gosh,
what if
they're dancing?
What if you don't have? What if you don't have a good sway
rhythm?
You know, and what if somebody asks you and you're like, crap, I really want to do this.
Maybe there's some learning.
Do you put them in the middle?
Maybe you go to, I would imagine.
For everybody who does it, because you can't see what we're doing. So there is traditions where the pallbearers hold the casket on their
shoulders,
and they do a sway as they come up. Mm-hmm. And
this
down.
Is usually in like a New Orleans kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah. And it's really cool. It's actually really, really neat. Yep. But the problem is what if you don't have rhythm?
I would imagine you're probably not asked to do it if you have no rhythm.
That's sad.
But I also think if you were one of the six, let's say you're one of the six.
Or what if
and
you're really
five,
short and the other guys are really tall? Or women.
You stand on top of it.
On the casket?
Why not?
So laughing is disrespectful. But standing on a casket?
What if they requested you break a leg on top of them? I don't know.
What if your leg was broke?
That's where you'd stand.
What if you were asked and then you broke your leg?
Well,
the night before. Oof,
clutch. You have to figure it out.
You have to have
boot.
An understudy?
You get the boot on.
Man, who's that guy at the funeral who's like, I've been an understudy for this
funeral?
Well,
we've had that
years.
Happen before. We've had people been asked to pallbear and they have injuries. Or kids.
These are
little
all,
kids. Little kids. Little kids don't obviously
these
aren't
are
holding
all,
the weight.
Okay, there's going to be sways at your funeral, too.
It's going to be you and Chris.
See, yo, tall and short already.
Well, he'll be in the middle.
Exactly. He won't have anything on his shoulder.
Yeah, he'd probably like that, too.
I already have all the weight out of my shoulders. Anyways, let us know what you would think. How would you want a fun funeral? How would you want to represent?
What if you had a stand-up comedian do your eulogy?
Wonderful.
I think that would be hilarious.
What if you didn't tell anybody you were going to do that?
That's the whole part of it.
And just
and have them like dress really seriously and like full suit and like whatever.
Just start roasting.
You just roast the guy.
Just roast. Or roast the people. Even
no, no, no. You don't roast the grievers. That might be inappropriate. That might be malice.
Or
again,
maybe it would be funny.
If the family, but okay.
Maybe so if they knew you were a joker.
So you did bring up one thing that we didn't talk about.
Okay, hold on.
And the one thing you didn't talk about is what happens if the grieving family, is thinking that kind of a situation is malice?
I think you got to be appropriate to the.
I think you got
to
read the room a little bit here, and I also think you got to know the family that you're dealing with. But I would imagine if I died and had a stand up comedian roast me, I would imagine that
especially if the
first,
son was a comedian,
I would imagine at first my family would be very confused. But at the same time, I think eventually they'd be like,
that's great.
That SOB got me one last uppercut to the gut.
Now, can I go back now?
You're good.
Okay, so if you have a thought on what would a fun funeral look for you? Yet again, email us with your thoughts or maybe just talk to your family about it. Because honestly, the more personable these funerals become, honestly, it's easier to be a funeral director because I'm seeing beauty in death. Yep. I really am. So thank you so much for listening to us. If you haven't, like us, subscribe to us, send us all your love. We love all of you out there. Keep the questions coming at letstalkaboutdeathpod@gmail.com. Give us a review. Give
star
us all the
stars.
Us.
Star, star.
And as always, if you are not talking and laughing about death,
then you are not living.